Now,
here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Cardi B's coming to town, and it's not for a show. Is Instagram working on a new feature to deal with the trolls? And what Chance the Rapper did to, quote, run you racist bees out of business? Melissa has the juice and sports coming up.
Well, before she married Stevie J, Faith Evans tells us how she would please her former husband, Biggie. And in sports, Tom Brady actually got recognized for something good last night.
But first, hundreds of family, friends, and first responders will pay their respects today to Weymouth Sergeant Michael Chesna. Visiting hours today are from 4 to 8 p.m. at St. Mary's of the Sacred Heart Church in Hanover. The funeral will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the church, and he will be buried at Blue Hill Cemetery in Braintree. Well, Cardi B coming to town, but it's not for a show. She's on the first round of the list of speakers coming for Forbes 30 Under 30 Summit. It's coming to Boston this fall. Also scheduled to speak, former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, former Secretary of State John Kerry, and also, I love her, Yvonne Orji. She plays Molly on Insecure. Love her.
Wait, hold on. Can you rewind for a second?
Anthony's... No, you don't have to be, you don't have to be under 30 to be a speaker.
I was going to say, Anthony Scaramucci. I know, she's under 30? Like, what the hell?
Right.
Jesus. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, John Kerry either, so.
Got it.
And it's a four-day event. It'll take place in September and October, and it's headquartered at City Hall Plaza. So Instagram is reportedly working on a new feature to kind of help people deal with the trolls. The new feature will let public accounts get rid of followers, because you know how now you can, like, block people or whatever.
Yes.
But you can't. This would actually help you to just, like, you know, get rid of them. And it's currently only in the testing stages, so there's no word on if and when it will actually be available, but there's rumors that they're working on that. And after some back and forth about whether he would release new music or not this week, Chance the Rapper did exactly that. At first, he said that he was, and then he said that he wasn't, but he's in the studio. But he did release four new songs overnight. And the one big thing that came out of the songs is that on one of them, called I Might Need Security, he says, quote, I bought the Chicagoist to run you racist bees out of business. And the Chicagoist is the local news, events, and entertainment website in Chicago. And it was confirmed that he did, in fact, buy that earlier this year. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Tom Brady and Giselle almost got divorced twice. In an upcoming tell-all book, it's called 12, The Inside Story of Tom Brady's Fight for Redemption, the authors reveal that Giselle almost left Tom during the whole Deflategate ordeal. And back in 2017, after Brady won the Super Bowl, and she was trying to get him to retire. Now, that book comes out on July 31st. Now, before I fill you in on the details of Faith's wedding to Stevie J,
oh my God,
she revealed via a podcast that she would eat her former husband Biggie's booty like groceries. And I listen.
Why do people feel the need to, like,
Pebbles,
tell everybody this?
I don't understand. I don't know. But they asked her straight up and she answered it. And I'm sorry, but that just, like, ruined my breakfast. She said that he would do it to her and she would do it to him, and, you know,
good for them.
As you can expect, it got a ton of reaction on social media, but not as much of a reaction as the news that Faith got married to Stevie J. So the two of them tied the knot Tuesday in Vegas. This will be, believe it or not, Stevie J's first marriage, and it's going to be Faith's third. And they were dating a while back. They broke up, and apparently their wedding wasn't just a shock to all of us. None of their family knew they were going to do this.
Really?
Either. Yeah, and word is, some of their family are pretty pissed off about it. And someone else who wasn't congratulating them either is Stevie's ex, Jocelyn Hernandez, who posted a screenshot of text messages that he sent to her just last month asking her to marry him.
What?
Pebs, talk about dysfunction. I mean, we all know Stevie J is, like, the king of dysfunction, but this whole thing, it's not going to last. I know that they definitely, he and Faith, have, you know, a certain respect for each other, but there's no way. Anybody
Why?
Who knows anything about Stevie J, he's just, there's a different girl that he's banging, like, every week. So I don't know. Maybe they have a single that's out together. Maybe it's for publicity. I don't know.
Publicity? You're going to get married to sell some
Pebs? Isn't there, like, a phase, like a stage you can go where you can get an annulment, like, a certain amount of time?
Yeah, but it has to be based on something.
Yeah.
Like, what is,
based on stupidity.
Right?
Okay, and in sports, former Pro Bowl corner and former Patriot Darrelle Revis announced his retirement yesterday. The ESPYs were last night. Some of the winners, best NBA player LeBron James, outstanding team went to the Houston Astros, and best NFL player went to Tom Brady. And the ESPYs are voted on by the public, so that was good news for him, although I'm sure he he really doesn't care about that. Speaking of Brady, this may not mean much since Brady broke the Madden curse last year, but we know he'll be gracing the cover of Madden 19. Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. I wonder if that will make it so I don't want to choose him in our fantasy draft. I'll probably pick him still anyways. The Celtics are in serious contract talks with Marcus Smart that could potentially keep him here for 4 years at a reported $46 to $50 million. And the Red Sox are back in action tomorrow night in Detroit, and that is your sports.
Sunny today, 75 for your high. We'll have a clear night tonight. Temperatures in the mid-60s and mostly sunny tomorrow, 81 for your high. It's currently 64 degrees. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire. Online at SullivanTire.com.